Hi, I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time at Design Diaries, I would like to talk to you a little bit about the wireless house. So much has changed in terms of how we used to build a house. Cat wires being installed into the house, originally the electrical that needed to be part of the house in order to be able to have some sort of connectivity. Having a stereo in every room was a big, huge process, but now, because of wireless speakers, because of the internet coming into our house and being so prevalent in our lives, it has really, really changed. One of the things that the pandemic taught us was that we need a really, really good internet service to the house. And the way that it used to be super important to have to the office, now everybody is doing everything that is very band requiring. So we need to be able to watch television, we stream to our phones. The average household that has three people is going to have three computers, probably three iPads, probably three cell phones, one or two other devices that are going to be connected to that. Often in many houses, all of the lights are connected to that, the window coverings are connected to that, the heating is connected to that, the doorbells, the door alarms are connected to that. So the requirement is vast. You need to have a really good router coming into the house. TP-Link makes one that I really like because it has both a Wi-Fi extender and is a really good router once it gets into the house. You may want to have extenders as well. A TP-Link will do that for you. I also have Cover, which gets into the various spaces of the house to give out really good even coverage throughout the whole house. The next thing to note is that you can make sure that, you know, certainly in terms of sight and sound, televisions are now wireless and smart. So a lot of the components that used to be required to sit on top of tabletops, your Rogers box or your cable connection, now can be found inside of the television. Streaming services like Netflix and Prime and Crave and all of the Disney, etc., they're all now stored inside of your television because most televisions are now smart. As a result, you are able to declutter a lot of the services that used to be around that and hide things in there. You also want to probably automate some of your window coverings. It's a great idea in terms of keeping the temperature in the house relatively normal. As the sun comes up, the blinds go down and vice versa. The heating system, it can see when you're home and when you're not home and helps you not only to save on electricity and save on heating costs, but can also, in some cases, be conscious of the temperature outside and increase the heat in the house enough to, so that it's warm enough when you get home to be able to enjoy once you finally get here. As you obviously know, you can automate the doorbell and the entrances and exits on the house as well. That can be monitored. You can have cameras inside the house if you're particularly concerned about safety. I think it's great in terms of having older folks around. If you want to be able to make sure that everybody's okay and check in on older folks, having a camera inside the house is a great way to go. It's also really nice for older people to be able to speak to an automated, even though the voice is automated, to be able to call someone if there seems to be some sort of an issue. They can just ask Siri or Alexa or one of the other automated systems to call one of your family members so that they can let you know that there's a problem without having to actually call. That can all be run and you can actually have an interaction through those, you know, like a HomePod will be able to call your cell phone and then you can have the conversation through the HomePod. Obviously, things like FaceTime and have really increased people's connectivity as well, so you're going to want to have spaces for those things. The other interesting thing to think about in terms of renovation, if you're going to have all that kind of wirelessness, is you also have to have charging stations. So build those into your renovations so that when you need to find equipment that's being charged or you're looking for something, you know it's probably in the charging station.
Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast right here on Focal Point E! News.